Next patient is Timothy Pufund. Pufund is P-F-U-N-D. P as in Paul, F as in Frank. Timothy. Timothy Pufund, P-F-U-N-D. Date of birth is 3/20/57. Date of visit 9/20/24. Please make a copy for Patricia Van Diepen, V-A-N-D-I-E-P-E-N, Van Diepen, V-A-N-D-I-E-P-E-N, D-O. Next paragraph. Dear Gail, G-A-I-L, thank you for sending Timothy Pufund for evaluation. Next, history of present illness. This is a 66-year-old male with a history of asthma, COPD, Parkinson's disease, and diabetes with peripheral neuropathy. Was recently hospitalized for an episode of pneumonia. The patient was on antibiotic therapy, and he has been on home oxygen at 2 liters nasal cannula and maintains a SAT over 92. The patient has cough, wheezing, shortness of breath with exertion, and he brings up little whitish mucus. There's no chest pains, no hemoptysis, and no significant leg swelling. Next, past history. Past history includes history of cervical spine fusion and history of Parkinson's disease with weakness of the lower extremities. He has had a history for asthma and chronic bronchitis, and he had a ventral hernia repair done in the past. He also had a history for coronary artery stenting and history for depression and history for degenerative disc disease, status post C-spine surgery. He has obstructive sleep apnea and history for recurrent falls and neuropathy. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient does not smoke, no alcohol use. Next. Family history. Mother had dementia and cancer, and father also had dementia. Next, allergies to Levaquin. Next paragraph. System review. The patient had some weight loss. He has weakness of the lower extremities. He has dizzy attacks. He also has glaucoma and cataracts. He has sore throat and denies urinary frequency or flank pains. He has hay fever and asthma. He has heartburn and constipation, no abdominal pains, no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains. He has depression and anxiety, and he has some joint pains with muscle stiffness and numbness of the extremities and weakness of the lower extremities. No skin rash. Next, med list. Atorvastatin, 40 milligrams daily. Budesonide, NEPS, 0.5 milligrams BID. Gabapentin, 100 milligrams AM and 400 milligrams HS. Ativan, 0.5 milligrams PRN. Losartan, 50 milligrams daily. Protonix, 40 milligrams daily. And Proventil HFA, 2 puffs PRN. Aldactone, 25 milligrams a day. Damsulosin, 0.4 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly male who is alert and in a wheelchair, has pallor, no cyanosis, no clubbing, and mild peripheral edema. His blood pressure 130 over 80. Pulse is 96, respiration is 22, temperature 97.5, weight is 200 pounds, saturation 93. HGND, adenomyosphenic pupils reactive, sclera with clear throat is mildly injected, he has no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds to the periphery. Occasional wheezes bilaterally. Heart sounds are irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. Abdomen is soft, protuberant, no mass, no again, no megaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, muscle wasting of the lower extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes are markedly diminished of the extremities. And sensory deficits in the lower extremities. Skin, no lesions, no. Next paragraph, breast number one. Is asthma with recurrent bronchitis. Number two is issue of Parkinson's disease. And number three is anxiety and depression. Number four, hypertension. And next line, and number five is oral thrush. Next plan, the patient has been advised to use O2 2 liters at night and advised to get a CT of the chest and a complete pulmonary function study, CBC and an IgE level. He was given Micellextroch 1 TID for 10 days for the hoarseness and oral thrush and continue to do an absolution with the nebulizer 3 times a day. Physical therapy for his muscle weakness to be continued, and a follow-up visit will be arranged in 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Patricia Van Diepen, D.O. Van Diepen, D.O. Thank you.